You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is with us to take a look at the weather forecast. Let's start here in the Midwest because we have a holiday weekend coming up along with Thanksgiving on Thursday. What do you see for Turkey Day in my part of the world?
Well, for Turkey Day, it will be a little bit of a turkey with the weather, at least when it comes to what the thermometer is going to read. We're going to see a clipper come out of Canada, and we're going to see a chance Wednesday for a little bit of snow shower activity. It is going to be chilly for Thanksgiving, but by the time we get into Thanksgiving weekend, even beginning on Friday, we'll see a nice little warm-up come our way before we start to see a penetration of some colder air move back into the Great Lakes, Midwest, and the Corn Belt by early next week. The next shot of colder weather that's coming late this weekend, early next week, nothing like what we experienced earlier in the month of November. But it's going to be a busy pattern, Todd. There's going to be another storm system around Wednesday or Thursday next week that will bring back the cold and possibly some rain and snow.
Oh, interesting. Anything that you see that will be problematic later into December?
Well, I think that from what we're seeing, December is going to be a busy month with a lot of storm systems traversing the United States. So precipitation is going to probably be at or above normal for many areas. I don't see December being terribly cold, at least starting that way. Towards the end of the month, we do expect to turn colder.
Well, I have to ask, Buffalo has dug themselves out once. I suspect they'll do it many more times this winter, but will be, in your opinion, a tough one?
The start of lake effect is usually always the worst, as the water temperatures of the lakes are still very favorable to produce those heavy snow squalls. As the winter season goes on, as there's more ice in the lakes and as those water temperatures get colder, they won't see the extreme amount of snow, but more lake effect, to answer your question, is likely in Buffalo, although not to the extent that we've seen so far.
Discuss for me your view of the growing season in South America.
Well, so far, it's been fairly unremarkable. Conditions in South America in particular have gotten a little bit better with precipitation. And Brazil, some of the central northern areas of Argentina, looking at what I'd call average amounts of precipitation and rain coming in the next week to 10 days. And when it comes to temperature, a little colder than normal, but nothing that's too extreme.
Don Day, of course, is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. Thanks to everybody who came to our Farm Assets Conference, the first annual in Normal, Illinois, on Monday. We think it was a fantastic event. If you do, too, please let us know, or let us know about changes you'd like if you happen to be in attendance. There are many more winter meetings coming up. You can find the complete list of what Dave and I will be involved with over the winter months on our website at willag.com. That's willag.org. December the 15th, the Ag Masters program is at the iHotel right here on the Urbana-Champaign campus. It's the premier event for the Crop Sciences Department. Great event. You should check out all the details at willag.org. On the 15th, also, the Illinois Farm Economics Summits begin. We'll make our tour around the state in DeKalb, Peoria, Springfield, Mount Vernon, and Champaign. That's Monday through Friday, the week of December the 15th. Check out the details for Ag Masters and the Farm Economic Summits on our website. I'm Todd Gleason.